Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hello, Grand Central listeners. We are really glad you're back with us again. Can you believe it? We're on to episode 27. And for the last two episodes, my very, very, very special guest has been my daughter, Sarah Jane. Hello, Sarah Jane.
Hi.
Thanks for being here one more week.
Thank you for having me.
So our first episode together, number 25, we really set up what these episodes are about, why it would be unique, the unique scenario you grew up with, all your grandparents. So if I know some of you are listening to this live on Joy Radio, but if you want to go back to episode 25, you can hear the setup to all this, how you grew up with all three grandparents in the same house and in a very positive way. And you can listen, listeners, at grand-central.ca, any of the episodes, but particularly that one. And then last week we talked about the grandparent you had who was a widower by the time you had come along, who was born deaf, and what it was like to have a deaf grandfather and communicate in sign language and everything living in your home. Today's show, we're going to talk about the other two grandparents, which are my parents.
Yeah.
Liv and Arlene Huff. So I'm going to give a bit of synopsis to who my folks are, and then we're going to go right into asking you questions about growing up with grandma and grandpa in your home.
Yeah, for sure.
So Liv and Arlene Huff. My mom's maiden name is Arlene German. They're from Sauble Beach, my dad, and Wyerton, home of Wyerton Willie to this day. That's people still go to see Wyerton Willie. They moved to Toronto in the early 60s. I was born shortly after they moved there into the Weston area. If you know the northwest end of Toronto, listeners, Weston was one of the oldest villages in Toronto and is still a little village that has lots of greatness and goodness and challenges and all kinds of things going on there. Also has Weston Arena, where your brother Jakey played hockey all his years. And
is considered went to school there one of, in Weston.
You went to school there. Weston Arena is considered one of the great hockey shrines of Ontario. So anyway, my folks have been married 67 years.
It's a long time.
67 years. I'm the youngest brother of three, and most of my childhood and youth, my dad worked blue-collar jobs for sure, and a lot of it was at de Havilland Aircraft, and my mom was a church secretary at Weston Baptist Church, which now is Weston Park Baptist Church, they call it that. That's a church I attended, you attended when you were little. My parents still attend there, serve on the committees. I'll call my mom and she'll say, like, I said, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing the notes for the finance committee at the church. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
This is Jackson's great-grandmother.
I know.
It's quite something. And Grandpa was on deacon's boards. They ran boys' clubs and girls' clubs when I was a kid, and all such faithfulness.
Yep.
Now, Grandpa's in a struggle now. Mm-hmm. He's in the hospital for many weeks, almost a full season.
Yep.
How are you handling that? I know I'm so emotional and it's heavy.
Yeah, it's definitely heavy. It's a lot. I mean, I'm blessed that I am, you know, in my 30s and my grandparents are here. So I'm cherishing those moments, but it's definitely hard. It's
super tender time for all of us. Yeah. So we do a lot of praying.
Yeah.
And our visits are really special with Grandpa in the hospital, with my dad in the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on from that. So you can tell, listeners, that we're kind of at an interesting place. And we brought this up on other shows. Sarah Jane, sitting across from me, is expecting another baby in just a few weeks. So we have this full spectrum of life that's going on in our world.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's quite something.
Yeah.
Quite something for your brain to think about at night and stuff, eh? Like, I just find myself thinking, okay, it's time to go to sleep. But I'm thinking about dad in the hospital and how difficult that. I'm praying for that. And then I get all excited about,
it's weird.
I'm going to have another grandchild and that's going to be soon.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Complex.
Yeah. Sarah Jane.
Yes.
We're going to do a bit of memory lane for you. And hopefully it's interesting to our listeners because it's not just about grandparents. It's about grandparents you grew up with. Like, I've done different episodes about long-distance grandparenting. Mm-hmm. I have different ones and mm-hmm. people that have grandparents in the same community. We're talking about grandparents that lived in your house. They had their own apartment in the house, separate entrance exit, but you just walk down the stairs, knock on the door, and grandma and grandpa opened up and welcomed you in. There was no leaving. So tell us about some of your fondest memories or thoughts growing up with your grandma and grandpa in your home for you and Jakey.
Yeah. Well, they had a lovely apartment in the basement. It was whenever we tell people they were in the basement, it's always pictured as some dingy.
No, I had above ground windows.
It was beautiful. And they always kept it so clean and cozy. So it was always nice going down there. With grandma specifically, she's very good at math. So if I ever needed help with any math work during high school, I'd always feel comfortable going to talk to grandma or help with baking, any baking tips, crafting, you know, quilting, sewing, whatever it may be. I was always able to just run downstairs and go ask grandma. And I think she recently showed Jake how to iron a shirt.
She did.
Yeah.
Jake was at her house. And grandma, I think it was at a Christmas thing and Jake had to go somewhere and we had the ironing board out and she said, Jake, let me show you how to iron out properly.
Yeah. Also, grandma had this like big, large, beautiful jewelry box filled with all these beautiful pieces. And I would always, like every year, it's not like she got much new stuff. It was always the same stuff, but I always wanted to sit with her and have her like explain every piece to me, where they're from, where she got them, who she got them from, what they mean to her. So that's always fun. Even now, I'm just like, I kind of want to just look through grandma's jewelry and look
and
at it all.
Do it with her.
Yeah, and do it with her. So that was fun. They did a lot of babysitting.
Yes, that was surely great for her. That was not why we made this arrangement. But to say, hey, especially when you were older. I mean, they did lots when you were younger. Mm-hmm. But then when you didn't need as much care, just to say, hey, grandma, grandpa, can you just check in?
Yeah, yeah. And then my grandpa, when I was in university, it was cool because I went to York and that was close to home. So I did take the bus a lot. But if grandpa was home, he'd always say, well, I'm not doing anything. I'll just drive you. So grandpa drove me to York a lot.
Yesterday I was at the hospital with grandma and grandpa. Grandma was sitting at dad's bedside and we're just talking. And we were talking about all the times and dad was chiming in that they drove Jake's friends to different places, to you, to school, to different places. Grandpa did a lot. Now, grandpa loved driving.
Yeah.
He loved cars, loved driving. So for him to drive was a gift to all of us. And all that special time you got alone.
Oh, it was cool.
With grandpa to talk about faith. Oh, I was joking with him yesterday how we want to believe that there's animals in heaven, but my dad's theology says there's not animals in heaven.
Well, he thinks there's animals that belong in heaven, but that our animals don't.
Sorry, not our pets.
Our pets,
not animals, right? They're going to do or don't. And just even conversations like that. Nevertheless, Jake would have hockey conversations.
Right.
Dad would have car conversations.
Well, when we would drive a lot, we would end up talking about faith a lot. And, you know, we always joke, me and Grandpa, that we agree on 99% of everything except for do our pets go to heaven. That's the one where we're like,
There's lots of different books you can read about who thinks what about that. I know for one of Jake's memories of Grandpa is he would, and I think I brought this up on one of the shows a few episodes ago, Jake would go play hockey. He was a goalie. We're always sitting there. We went as a family. Grandpa would always come show up at the back and look down and hope Jake would see him up there rooting for him and be up there. And from his hospital bed yesterday, he was saying, I wonder if Jake remembers when he was really little and I used to go in and tie his skates for him.
So that's sweet, cute.
Isn't that the best?
That's cute.
And then when you'd go home, they would be there.
They'd be there. Yeah.
Because they live in the same house.
Yeah. Yeah. No, cool. Probably another fun, I think all my cousins recall and bond about this with grandpa for birthdays or any celebration, Grandma would write a beautiful card, mm-hmm. sign it from Grandma and Grandpa, mm-hmm. and Grandpa would include a doodle.
Little faces.
Just a little face.
He was a great cartoonist, my dad.
Yeah, great artist. But it was always just a usually an old man, mm-hmm. and usually has a...
It was a profile.
Always a profile. And usually has a pipe or something in his
mouth. A pipe or a cigar in his mouth. Yeah. I don't know why my dad didn't smoke.
Yep.
But his doodles thing. Always had... I think he grew up in an era of cartoons where Like Popeye. And different, the boss of Superman smoked the cigars. Well, Dad's little doodles had this obscure reason to have those. But you know what's interesting that you remember that on the cards? My dad was always the one to make the lunches in the house when I was a little boy. And every lunch bag I ever took to school
had one of those guys in it.
Had a profile of a little cartoon guy. Smoking a pipe. That was like in grade school.
Yeah.
But what a memory for us to have.
Yeah.
My dad's little doodles. And you've even taken some and framed them and put them in your home.
Well, I've not only done that, I've gotten one tattooed on my body.
Yeah.
Because it's so special.
It's so unique. Grandpa.
No one has that tattoo. And it's super fun.
You used to also go down and watch TV with them at different points.
Yeah.
You learned about shows like Murdoch Mysteries and
Murder, She Wrote,
things that grandparents were watching.
I'd have tea with them and watch Murder, She Wrote. And it was always cozy.
And then, of course, when we would go visit, sometimes you'd go stay. They had a cottage for a short while up in Bruce Peninsula, Red Bay area. They would drive you around and tell you stories.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, when I was younger, I think I would go stay with them alone for a few days.
Yeah.
A week or something. Yeah. And they'd always just get me in the car and drive me around, you know, the Bruce and tell me stories.
Here's where I went to school. Here's where my dad would always go. Here's where we used to race cars. We used to drive them down this road. And I had my
dates and
59 Chevy on this road my dad's memory was vivid around the area and the car he had driving at different places picking up my mom for dates and stuff
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's so cool. So now that you are a mom, do you think you could handle living with all those grandparents in your house?
Like my kids' grandparents?
I think if we
had the layout we had, I think it's different. We had a great layout where everyone had their own space. It didn't feel hectic and crowded. And
It's funny how, our kind of upbringing, our heritage and stuff like that looks at this as unique. So many cultures.
Yes. This multi-generational house.
This is a vital part of
absolutely.
Their brilliance and thriving. And I have listeners here going like, so what? How could you not live like that? This is the lifeblood of a family to live like that.
It's
and
true.
Then I'll have other listeners that are saying like, not in a million years. Are you kidding? That seems like the craziest thing you could ever do.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have the right boundaries and the right room. Before all this happened, me and mommy, we spent a lot of time talking to these grandparents about how this is going to work and the boundaries and stuff.
Important.
And they talked to us about theirs as well.
Of
so there
course.
Had to be a lot of respect. Had to be the right scenario.
Yeah, but for sure.
What a lovely walk down memory lane. I hope to you listeners that hearing my daughter talk about her memories of grandparents, even if you're my age, a grandparent like me, you can kind of reflect on, in particular, the positive things, the tender-hearted things, the memories that have shaped you in happy and good ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hold those and keep those in your heart. Thank you, Sarah Jane.
Thank you.
For one more show.
Thanks.
We'll have you on next week.
All right.
Okay. And we're going to go out with our benediction as we do. I hope there's a word or a phrase or something here that can mean something for you today. Thank you for listening in. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you've done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. May the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.